This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning!
Welcome!
Welcome! It's 2021! I hope you're up and out of your chair. I'm Erin McGowan, and I'm up and out of my chair. And this morning we have Orlando Morales on keys. Welcome, Orlando.
Yay!
And a little bit later, you'll be hearing from Ireland Woods. And if you've been with us before, you've met some of the Woods sisters. And this is one of the fabulous ones. She'll be here later singing with us. But for right now, join me in singing this blessing. This is the day, because I'm going to call this day good. This is the day, this is the day, this is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good, I call it good, 'cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Let's do that again. This is the day, yeah, this is the day. This is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. All right, this is one of those songs where you swap things in, so I'm going to invite you to swap in whatever you want to call good. You could. This is the breakfast, this is the moment, this is the pajamas, this is whatever. This is the morning, and we'll get to this is the year, we'll get to that one. And if you are really high level, advanced, new thought, you can bless stuff that the rest of us might not bless. This is the problem, this is the traffic, this is the virus, this is the whatever it is. If you're very high level, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not ready. I'm just going to start with this is the day for now. This is the coffee. And this is the song. Here we go. Let's sing it again. This is the day. This is the day. Yeah. This is the day. This is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Let us pray.
And we call forth that activity of spirit with our opening statement. Join me. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence.
I want to say this is the prayer. This is the prayer. This is the prayer. This is the brand new prayer my Lord has made, and I call it good. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. This is the year. This is the year. Yeah. This is the year. This is the brand new year my Lord has made, and I call it good. Yes, it's good. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Last one. And so it is.
Good morning and welcome. So we're going to start with our mission statement, and I invite you to join along. It will be up on the screen. And so we affirm together, we are a welcoming spiritual community, thriving in the heart of Seattle, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. And so it is. Reverend Karen is away for a couple of weeks. She usually takes the beginning of January to do some planning for 2021. So you have as guest speaker today, me and Michael Bogar next week. I also want to point out that the newsletter just came out, and there's goodies in there that you don't want to miss, so make sure you check in on that. And also want to invite you, we're going to get into our White Stone ritual a little bit later. So if you do not already have a stone, white stone or other stone otherwise, I'm going to invite you to go find something, or even something of an earth element. So a piece of wood, a special candle holder, something that we're going to use later in our ritual together. And it does make a difference to have something physical and tangible. So I'm going to ask you to go find that, as well as a pen and a little piece of paper or pencil to write your word down on. And with that, we have a few more announcements for you.
About to move into meditation, and this is just the head clearing meditation. This isn't the one where you actually are meant to come up with an intention word or anything like that. It's just a simple head clearing. And the chant that we'll use to go in is, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you."
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
sun and which way the wind blows when this day is done. Breathe, breathe in the air, set your intentions, dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone, a brand new moon, brand new sun. So follow the sun, the direction of the birds, the direction of love. Cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon, a brand new sun.
So before we get into the talk, if you have a prayer request, I invite you to type that into the chat and we will join in prayer for all those who have requested prayer at the end of the service. So this is our Whitestone Sunday, Whitestone ritual, which we will be getting into more a little bit later. I want to begin first with a story though. So as children, my sister and I would create treasure hunts for one another. Did anyone else ever do that? With your siblings or friends or cousins, you know, one of us. Thank you, audience participation, yes. So one of us would hide the treasure and then create a very detailed map with instructions and pictures, and then the other one of us would get to follow the map and find the treasure. Now, for me, I think I enjoyed the process of discovery as much as actually finding the treasure. And I think my sister and I found most of the treasures that we hid for one another, but I like to imagine that the family living there now, every once in a while in the garden, maybe draws out a treasure that we had hid there long ago. And the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because as part of this Whitestone Sunday, Whitestone Ritual Sunday, I'm inviting you on a little bit of a treasure hunt with me. And this treasure hunt, though, is a divine discovery of something within you, So it is some divine quality that's wanting to be called forth more fully. So perhaps it's something that's there, but maybe it's just not quite the technicolor version that you would love it to be. Or perhaps it's something that you see in somebody else. Whatever that is, we're going to be doing some listening to find out what that word is that represents that divine quality, that divine idea that is wanting to express through you and as you. Now, I want to take a moment and make a little bit of a distinction, because I know many people at the beginning of a year will sit down and write goals, or some people decide that you've never met your goals, so you just have given up on that completely. But for those that are still goal setters, I want to make a little bit of a distinction here. So our white stone ritual process that we're going to be entering into is different from goal setting in a few ways. So goals are great. They have a place. I set goals. I love goals. But goals tend to be a little bit more intellectually oriented. They're about achieving and measuring. What we're talking about when we're looking for that word that is going on our white stone, our stone, it's a receptive process. It's more about being. It's more about that deep listening. And we're going to enter into a deep listening process to listen to the incredible wisdom of our soul and the wisdom of spirit to guide us and lead us on where we want to go for 2021. So there's something that when we hold it in spiritual consciousness, when we hold it in kind of the high watch, that it comes more fully to life and it comes more fully into this world. And so whatever that word is, we're going to start to create a space for that listening. And even if 50 of you have the same word, it's going to show up differently for Jennifer than it does for Scott, than it does for Tom or Diane or Mike. So whatever that is, it's going to be a unique expression of you. And I want to talk a little bit about the origins and symbolism of the white stone. So the direct passage out of Revelation 2:17 in the Christian scriptures says this: "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches," or people. "To the one who conquers, I will give some the hidden manna, and I will give him, her, a white stone with a new name written on that stone that no one knows except for the one who receives it." Now, there's a couple pieces within this that I want to pull out. And of course, no one truly knows. The Bible scholars don't really know what the reference of the white stone is in this passage. But there's about 6 or 7 theories, and we're not going to go into detail into all of them. But I want to look at a few aspects of this. So white stone, and that word white, it comes originally from the word leukos. But leukos also can mean bright or brilliant. And to me, this is the essence of the white stone ritual. It's calling out that brilliance within you, that divine quality that most is needed in this moment in your life and in the world. I also want to talk about the stone and the physical stone, because it represents a touchstone, a foundation, a cornerstone that we can lean into. When things get bumpy and things get rough, as things do in life, we can return to this anchor, so to speak, this touchstone, as a place of comfort, as a place of strength, whatever that is that you think you most need in this coming year. And so again, I want to invite you to actually find a physical stone, and if you don't have a stone right now, to find something that's of the earth, because I want to talk about this earth element a little bit and the power of working with the elements. Last week, Reverend Karen led us through the burning bowl service, and we were working with the element of fire. And fire is the purifier. It cleanses and releases that which no longer serves our highest good. And while there's a benefit from working through it mentally and just observing, there brings more life to it in actually participating in that ritual. So in the same way, kind of observing and just thinking about the process is beneficial, but we're human beings, we're physical, we're of this earth, we're material. And so the more we can bring physicality into our ritual, the more we bring it to life, the more we embody it and bring it into reality. It helps bring our intention and attention into that word and that process. So I want to explore the word. So many of you have heard out of John chapter 1 this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through her, and without her was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, the word with a capital W in traditional Christian interpretation is Jesus Christ, so it is the Logos. In Unity, we talk about the word as Christ, which is that divine essence which is alive and present in every human being. And so the word is that divine idea, that one divine idea, that Christ presence, that Christ essence, from which all other divine ideas flow, from which all other words flow. And Unity teachings talk about words in three different ways, and there's three different powerful ways in which words show up in our life. First and foremost, it is a divine idea. So everything that comes into being must first exist in consciousness. So look around. The camera, the music stand, the table, the chair, what you're sitting on, what you're standing on. Everything was first a divine idea in mind, in consciousness. And then as part of the creative process, as it took form, it was named and a word was given to it. The second powerful way in which words show up is through their collective use, through the collective use in society and culture. At one time, there was just a GoogleNet internet search, and then there became a new word called Google It. That was through the collective use that kind of brought energy to this new way of doing things, this new word. And the third way in which a word is powerful and shows up is the intelligence and feeling with which the speaker, or the one holding it in consciousness, gives to it. And that's the intelligence and feeling that you bring to this word that you're going to listen for and put down on your white stone. And I want to take a moment and really highlight the feeling part, because for me, it's the secret sauce. It's the secret ingredient. It's kind of the difference between, like, just having a thought is kind of, to me, sort of like Eeyore, and adding the feeling is like Tigger. So if I had a word such as vitality, and if it's just a thought, just at the thought level, it's sort of like Eeyore, like, I'm vital today. I'm vital today. So that's the thought, whereas Tigger is like, I'm vital. It's like the feeling. It's like the life. And so the two have to go together. They have to be there. You have to add some Tigger energy into it. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, slow process to bring anything forth, especially your power words. So when I teach Unity Heart of Prayer, one of the exercises I invite people to enter into is to write down their power words. So what are the really juicy words for you personally that bring you to life? And they're not going to necessarily be the same for everyone, although you're welcome to borrow someone else's juicy words. But the reason for that is because we all resonate differently with different words. Even though on a collective level, some words have a negative connotation and a heavy energy, in other words, bring joy and lightness, and we can kind of relate to it, there's still going to be those differences on an individual level. So we're going to be moving into a guided meditation, but before we do, I want to just take one more moment and talk about the difference between internal and external kind of manifestation in the creative process. Because so often in New Thought and New Age, there's a lot of focus on manifesting on those things that are external to us. So it's the car, it's the house, it's the bank account. And while things held in consciousness do influence our outer world, everything must first happen in consciousness. So it has to be internal first. And so as part of this White Stone ritual, I'm inviting us to look at those qualities that come alive from within us. And this is the difference, again, between something that begins on the outside as something we want to change or redirect versus an inner, deeper listening that comes from within, from that wisdom of spirit, from God, from your own incredible wise soul and higher self. And so again, in preparation for this guided meditation, I invite you to get your stone or something earthy, a piece of wood, a special candle holder, and then a small piece of paper and a pen, and just have those sitting off to the side during this time, and I'll let you know when it's time to pick those up and write down your word. Now, my disclaimer, which I always give, is you might have walked in today with a word in mind, or you might have 10, and that's okay, but the invitation is to just set those aside right now. Again, we want to move out of the head and into our hearts and soul, into a place of listening to what wants to come through us versus directing what we want to be different on the outside. And so to begin, just to settle in to a calmer, stiller place, I'm going to begin with a Tibetan bell and just invite you to get comfortable wherever you're at, feeling the seat fully supporting you, allowing the sound of the bell to move you into a stillness, into a calmer, slower moment. And then I'll enter in with a guided meditation leading us through our White Stone ritual. So following your breath, bringing your attention down to that space around your heart and solar plexus, the center of your torso, perhaps even moving a hand if it helps you bring your awareness down into the center of your being. We call on and open the space for that presence of God, which is always here, always present. That presence of spirit, your own incredibly wise soul, your higher self, whatever name you have for it. We're entering into a process of deep listening. Listening for what wants to express through us and as us in this moment, and in this year ahead. And so I invite you to imagine a path in front of you. And so that path goes out into 2021. And there's a curve just slightly ahead on the path. And you can't see where the path is going, and that's okay. Because you have all that you need. You have everything within you. But there is something that you want to bring forward that's going to help you on this journey, on this year of discovery that is 2021. And so just listening within to that which is leading you, that which is wanting to express through you. What will be your touchstone? That divine quality, divine aspect that you want to express more fully or experience more fully in your life. What word represents this special quality? How do you want to be in 2021? Just listening for a word that represents this divine idea or quality. And you might have several words now drifting around in your awareness. And I invite you just to let them be. And start to focus in on the one that is perhaps the brightest or the most alive. Or maybe the one that's the most puzzling or curious that you want to lean into and know a little bit more about. Just allowing it to take shape and form in your mind's eye. Allowing the one that's the brightest or loudest or most puzzling to come forward. And when you have that word, opening your eyes and writing it down on your stone or on your piece of paper that you're going to place under your stone. And it's okay if you don't have a word. You've planted the seeds, you've created a space for opening and receiving. Your word may come tomorrow or later today. Know that it's in its right and perfect timing. It's also okay if you don't understand the word that came, because that will be part of the discovery during this next year. And so wherever you're at, inviting you to bring your full awareness and attention back to this current moment, the space that you're in. And just holding that word very lightly, but keeping it very present. So out of the Unity publication, The Revealing Word, it says this: when spiritual words abide in one's consciousness, the word or thought formed in intellect and sense alone must give way to a higher principle of being. So in the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to invite you to bring this word to life. And the word represents a divine idea, divine quality. And so whether that is writing a poem, a song, a rap, a creative dance, something, bring your Tigger energy into your word, because that is what will bring it to life. And so my prayer for you is, let this word be a bright stone that lights your way, allowing your brilliant self to come forth in 2021. Blessings.
Keep it simple and try to explain, but it's harder to say than you think when it comes from a dark place. Like, we all want to win, but life ain't a game. So why we keep pushing and driving ourselves till we're insane? We gotta live with the choices we make. If we get it wrong, we can't blame no one. When it's your sanity that's at stake, please don't lose your life, you'll lose your mind. We've got flaws in all of us, but that's what makes us glorious. Time goes by in front of us, so let's just make it glorious. I could be kinder to myself on days whenever I look in the mirror, talk to my body and say it could be tighter, and ain't it a shame? We struggle to see that beautiful comes in a million ways. We gotta live with the choices we make. If we get it wrong, we can't blame no one. When it's your sanity that's at stake, please don't lose your life or lose your mind. We've got flaws in all of us, but that's what makes us glorious. So time goes by in front of us, let's just make it glorious. Quit paying attention to opinions and perfections before we run out of youth. Oh, time goes by in front of us, let's just make it glorious, glorious, glorious. We've got flaws in all of us, let's just make them glorious. Oh, time goes by in front of us, let's just make it glorious. Oh, can we quit paying attention to opinions and perfection before we run out of youth? Oh, glorious, glorious, glorious.
Thank you, Ireland and Orlando. We are blessed. So we come now to that time in our service to give of our tithes and love offerings. And we have a very special guest joining us remotely, Felix. Felix, are you there? Hello, Felix.
Thank you, Diane. Good morning, Diane, and good morning, Seattle Unity. We would like to thank you for your generous tidings and financial donations to Seattle Unity. All of our financial gifts in any amount allow us to continue to live our mission. We can text to give at the number shown below or via the website at seattleunity.org. I invite you to join me as we bless all the tidings given today and during the week. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with gratitude and receive with graciousness. And we see this gift return to each giver a millionfold.
And so let us now close with our prayer for protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.